2015. My name is Dana Schaffman. I will be your host for this awesome episode of The Daily Complaint, where we're going to talk about mortgage servicing rights and we're going to talk about mortgage servicing transfer rules. And we got a whole bunch more to talk about, to include RESPA rules and consumer rights and everything that you've come to know and love from us here at The Daily Complaint. So, let me introduce myself again. My name is Dana Schaffman. As I stated, I'm the managing member, just a fancy way of saying I own End Consulting. End Consulting brings to you The Daily Complaint every weekday. That's Monday today, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 8:30 a.m. West Coast, California Pacific Time. Happens to be 11:30 a.m. East Coast, New York Eastern Time. We air live. That's right. We are on the air live right now. We're on online radio. We air live for 30 minutes, folks. So that's 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the West Coast, or if you're in California. If you're in New York, that's 11:30 a.m. to noon. We never change that schedule. It is always the same, or at least it will remain the same at this point. So welcome to The Daily Complaint. Welcome to knowing your rights and asserting your rights. Welcome to taking the first steps, or maybe if you're listening to us for the 10th time, the 10th or 12th step in knowing your rights and asserting your rights. If you're new to us, our motto, our heartbeat, everything over here is know your rights and assert your rights. You can't assert your rights if you don't know them. I promise you that fact, because you might think you've been wronged, but you don't know how you've been wronged, and you don't know how to put that into words and know how to assert your rights. So lots of misconceptions out there, lots of bad advice out there. Client of ours just got some bad advice. So again, you've got to know your rights, folks, in order to assert them. We believe in that. We manage to that. We live and breathe that on a daily basis. And we hope, if we convey nothing else to you today via The Daily Complaint, that we do that. Okay? So again, let me reintroduce myself. My name is Dana Schaffman. As I said, I'm the managing member of End Consulting. End Consulting does bring to you The Daily Complaint every weekday. Like I said, we're on the air live for 30 minutes. However, you don't have to listen live to listen. You can always listen at your leisure or leisure, however you choose to say that word. It's kind of a tomato-tomato kind of thing. So you can listen anytime via our show page, which is thedailycomplaint.com. That's right, we've made it that easy for you folks. You're listening to The Daily Complaint. Our show page is thedailycomplaint.com. Once you get there, you're going to notice on the top right, there's two little blue icons, circles, I think. That's what they think they look like. One is for Twitter, one is for Facebook. And then there's a black circle, I believe, to the left of it, and that is for our actual End Consulting website. Our website contains consumer resources. However, our Twitter and Facebook pages not only post up the complaint that we're discussing, well, I would say our Facebook page does more so than Twitter, but it actually posts up the topic that we're discussing and the resources that we use for that topic. Okay? So what I'm trying to explain to you is that everything that we're going to tell you today, we're going to also post on our social media websites. So it's a wonderful place for you to go if you're looking for more information. It's a wonderful place for you to go if you're looking for information on past shows. You can look up the date and you'll find out what resources we provided for you on that date. Also, it's a wonderful place to go and to contact us if you need to do so. Now, my apologies for those of you who are listening and contacted us on Thursday or Friday. We were extremely busy trying to battle some sale dates for July, for the first 2 weeks in July. So we are going to be getting back to those that contacted us on Thursday and Friday today, which is Monday. So I promise you we do our best to try and get back to you within that 24 to 48 hour period. And again, you're always welcome to contact us either by simply visiting us at the Daily Complaint. You can contact us through our show page. My personal signature is at the bottom of every single show. You're welcome to email or call in. We will be, like I said, calling those of you back who called us on Thursday and Friday. We're going to do that today. And more importantly, you can contact us through any sort of social media that you're comfortable with. Okay, so Twitter and Facebook, you can absolutely contact us through those portals. You can contact me personally. Basically, the deal is this. If you're not getting what you need on your own, feel free to give us a call. We're more than happy to walk you through what you can do, maybe point you in the right direction of what you can do. And if need be, we're happy to contact your mortgage servicer or lender with you on a three-way call to determine what is going on and what your options are. Okay? And I guess the biggest thing to convey and why we started the Daily Complaint, folks, is to not only bring hope and optimism to those of you who feel maybe your situation is hopeless or you feel defeated, but we also want to make sure that we look at the options that exist for you, okay? So much bad advice is out there. In fact, one of our clients just got advice that they should file bankruptcy instead of asking for mortgage assistance, which I don't even understand that, because you're still going to have to ask for mortgage assistance even if you file bankruptcy. And I'm not a lawyer. I'm not interested in being a lawyer. I don't give you legal advice. I'm never going to ask you to trust me on the legal side of the fence. That's not what we do here, folks. We are here to point you in the right direction, to give you the resources that you need. So reality is if somebody that's not a lawyer is telling you to file bankruptcy, maybe that's something that has to give you a big question mark above your head to say, wait, is that really the right course of action? Because reality is okay, so say you file bankruptcy. Then what? You know, you're still not current on your mortgage if you're behind. You still have to restructure your debt at some point. So I don't understand why filing bankruptcy would be a better option than restructuring your debt if you're not current on your mortgage. So again, I can't advise you as to whether or not to file bankruptcy. Many people file just to stay the foreclosure, but reality is you're still going to have to ask for mortgage assistance. So in my opinion, and what we do here is we try and assert your consumer rights so you never get to the point where you have to file bankruptcy. You know, we never advise our clients to file bankruptcy because, let's face it, we can't. We're not attorneys. Okay, so again, folks, it's so important for you to know your consumer rights. Okay, your consumer rights are federal laws. Okay, they're laws that were set forth by RESPA, by, you know, HUD, by the FTC, by all of those entities and government regulators that interpret the laws or put together the legislation or advise on the legislation, like FHFA, the Federal Housing Finance Agency. You know, they're the ones who, I believe, what they've told me is they help set the legislation for the Making Home Affordable government programs. Okay, so again, it's all about knowing your consumer rights. If you want to file bankruptcy, great. If you want to go through with it and restructure your debt within your bankruptcy, great. But understand, we've got clients here who did that. And their house was pulled from the bankruptcy and they proceeded with foreclosure. So understand what you're doing and what advice people are giving you. And if they're not attorneys, then guess what? If you're even considered doing something along the lines of filing bankruptcy, then you might want to actually know what it is you're doing and what results you're seeking. Okay, again, I'm not an attorney. I can't advise you on such. I'm not interested in doing so. I would much rather fight for your consumer rights and go through the U.S. Department of Treasury or the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development? Or how about the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency that just nailed a whole bunch of banks for not helping homeowners with foreclosure? You know, that's where I would rather go. I'd rather go to SIGTARP, the Special Inspector General of the TARP program, which was the bailout program that we bailed out these mortgage companies, you know, and the big banks. So, again, you've got to understand what your rights are, and you've got to understand you have so many more consumer rights that are available to you before you go down a path that you think is going to do something that may not do what it is that you're going to do, you know. So, again, that's what we're doing here, folks, is we're here to get you to know your rights. So many people just want to sue. But reality is what are you suing for and what are you hoping to gain by suing? Okay, again, I'm not an attorney, so I can't advise you on such. But I would tell you this, why would you sue before you would assert your consumer rights? Because it costs you nothing, $0, just time. Human capital is all it costs you if you do it yourself, okay? If you hire us, it would be different. But a lot of people hire us because, honestly, they don't have the human capital or the human time, or they don't understand how to assert their consumer rights. And as consumer rights advocates, as strategic business consultants, we're able to assert their rights in hope to achieve their results. Now, let's face it, everybody can apply for a loan modification on their own. We don't do that here. You know, we're not here applying for loan modifications for our clients. You can get free help to do that. We're here when you've already gone through that process, and many of you already have. Or maybe when you're current on your mortgage, like we're going to see today, and your rights are being violated, and you're being threatened with whatever, you know, disputing debt or foreclosure or whatever the case may be, then that's a whole different thing. We help many people that are current on their mortgage that are not interested in restructuring their debt. They're just interested in asserting their consumer rights. So that's why it's so important, folks, because let's face it, you might have done nothing wrong. You might be current on your mortgage. Your taxes and insurances might be paid, and they might be forced placing insurance on you for hundreds of dollars a month, thousands of dollars a year, and you've done nothing. That's when you have to know your consumer rights. That's when you have to know where to go and who to go to assert them. And that's when you have to utilize the federal laws that exist and are in place under RESPA, under the FDCPA, that actually assist you in doing so, okay? So just listening to the guy down the street tell you that you should file bankruptcy is a bunch of BS. You know, maybe that's true. I don't know. But don't you think you should ask a professional and not some guy down the street telling you that you should file bankruptcy or that you have no rights? Because, let's face it, you do have rights. And by simply asserting your consumer rights, that's how you get to the solution you're seeking. Okay? But, like I said at the top of the show, you've got to know your rights, folks, in order to assert them. That's our heartbeat. It's our motto. It's what we believe in here. Okay? Now, you also have to put together a game plan. Okay? You can't just try and throw a whole bunch of darts and see if you can hit the board. You got to know where to aim, okay? So how we do it is we've got a three-step plan. It borrows from our heartbeat or our motto, know your rights and assert your rights. That's the first and the third steps. So let's go through those steps. Number one is always going to be education. If you don't know your rights, you're not going to be able to successfully assert them. Trust me on that one. You're going to fight on emotion and not fact. And it's fact that gets you where you need to go, okay? So number one is education. It's knowledge. You've got to do the work to get knowledgeable because knowledge is power. I can't say that to you enough. Step two, my favorite step, is putting on that Sherlock Holmes hat, folks, and investigating your mortgage. So step two is investigation. You've got to investigate what's going on. You've got to figure out why, what rights have been violated, what you can do about it, get the documentation needed, and move forward. Okay? Again, my favorite step because you actually get to put on that Sherlock Holmes hat, and you get to vet your mortgage servicer. Because look, we're gonna see this in 2 seconds. There are responsibilities that they have that they can't skirt when they transfer or service your mortgage. But you've got to know them in order to know what to fight on. That makes sense? And you've got to gather all the evidence you need to move forward. Okay? Step 3 is always going to be action. Like I said, it borrows from the back end of asserting your rights. You've got to take action by asserting your rights. Okay? You can know your rights. You can investigate your mortgage. But if you never take action, you're not going to get where you need to go. So, folks, there is nothing that's easy about this. There's nothing that's foolproof about this. And I can't guarantee you the results. But I can guarantee you this. You have a much better opportunity of achieving those results if you know your rights, if you investigate your mortgage, and if you assert your rights, okay? Versus sitting back and doing nothing and fighting with your mortgage servicer, which, by the way, they're the ones who are violating your rights. So, again, definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result, okay? Also, going to a bully and asking them not to bully you when they're clearly continuing to bully you. All of those things, not good, okay? You've got to go to those people that have the ability or those entities or those government agencies, as we're going to see, that have the ability to do something for you, okay? One we already mentioned was the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, okay? They're the ones who are reprimanding some of the biggest banks right now for not helping homeowners that are facing foreclosure, okay? So, important to understand who does what, who's responsible for what. I've already told you another one, SIGTARP, the Special Inspector General, I think it is. Hopefully I'm not morphing those into something else, but I think it's Special Inspector General, SIG, of the TARP. Assets Relief Program, TARP. That was the bailout that bailed out the big banks, okay? So if you've got a predatory loan, if you've got a loan that you feel needed to have been modified, that's the person that you can go to as well. But you don't have to stop with the OCC and SIGTARP. Right now we're going to look at HUD after we look at this complaint. The complaint's short. It was posted on Friday by Nicholas in Troy, Ohio. By the way, I've been to Troy, Ohio, just so you know. It was posted by Nicholas on Friday. It's against Select Portfolio Servicing, or SPS. The title is "This is a Ripoff," and we're going to go to both the FTC, or the Federal Trade Commission. By the way, you can file a complaint with them, and HUD, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. By the way, you can file a complaint with them as well. They both list on their sites information about this complaint, okay? And we're going to get there in 1 second. Here we go. So, complaining party, like I said, Nicholas out of Troy, Ohio. Excuse me, I've been to Troy, Missouri, not Troy, Ohio. Excuse me, I've misspoken. So, Troy, Ohio, this is what he states as his complaint. My mother just found out her mortgage was sold to SPS, which she has yet to receive any payment information, and now received a letter asking if she was going to dispute the debt, and something about her being in default, which we can't understand due to her being up to date on payments until this. Okay? So, let's look at that real quick. So what they're saying is that she just found out her mortgage was sold to SPS. By the way, it was probably sold as a residential mortgage-backed security or was already in that queue. And SPS is just the mortgage servicer. So, again, that's part of step 2 in investigating your mortgage, folks. Asking if she was going to dispute the debt. Why not? Why not make sure they have all your originating documentation, that they actually have the right to collect your debt? That would be a great thing. That's what we do with all of our clients coming in the door. We want to check their originating paperwork. Why do we want to do that? Because if there's any predatory or toxic lending, we want to get on over to OCC and SIGTARP. to make sure they know that this loan still exists and that their mortgage servicers haven't done anything to convert these toxic loans. Okay? So, and something about her being in default when she's current on her mortgage. There's your biggest red flag. Okay? If she's current on her mortgage, why is she getting a notice of default? Okay? That would be the biggest concern that I would have just on that first line. However, there are mortgage servicing transfer rules when they transfer a mortgage, and we're going to look at those in 1 second. That way, Nicholas can understand his rights or his mother's rights in this case. Okay? So, goes on to state, we had a house fire in March in the upstairs, damaging the first floor. Right after that, she was asked by Caliber Home Loans, we've discussed them many times, who had her loan, if she had any liens or other mortgages on the property. That's interesting. Which we thought was odd. And my brother had been helping my mother due to her losing our father last year and losing his income. Okay? So she's obviously had some hardship. But it seems like everything's been on track, at least per Nicholas, that she's been current on the loan. Okay? So Nicholas goes on to state, now I read all of the reports and we definitely want to be part of any lawsuit. These scum need to be stopped from preying on good people. It's crazy how they can do this and it needs to stop. Well, I understand all of that. And I always encourage you, if you want to join some sort of class action, great, do it. Why not? You know, the more the merrier. But reality is that type of lawsuit isn't going to get you the immediate relief you're seeking. So you also have to know your rights in order to assert your rights, and you've got to do that immediately. You can still be in line for the lawsuit while you're asserting your rights and knowing them. Okay? But the last thing you want to happen is your home to be wrongfully foreclosed on while you're waiting for a lawsuit that you put your name on where maybe you'll get, who knows, $1,000, $10,000. Is that worth you losing your home? You know, again, you know, all good questions that you need to be asking yourself if you're in the same position as Nicholas and his mother, and his brother and his mother, shall I say. Okay, so let's talk about, we're now at the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, by the way, a government entity, a website of the federal government, okay, a branch of the federal government, U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, a regulatory agency, okay? We are on the RESPA, Your Rights and Responsibilities of the Mortgage Servicer page, okay? It talks all about duty of a loan servicer to respond to complaints. If you have questions or problems with the servicing of your loan, the servicer is required to respond to you. Write to your servicer, call it a qualified written request under Section 6 of RESPA. It should be a separate letter, not mailed with your payment. This states that they have to respond within 60 days. By the way, that's been changed. Their website needs to be updated. HUD, your website needs to be updated. It's been changed. They now have to acknowledge receipt of your qualified written request within 5 days. Those are business days. And they have to respond within 30 business days now. So those 60 days has been cut in half, and they have to acknowledge receipt in 5 days. They give you a sample written complaint letter. So again, all of the information, folks, in which for you to combat or file a complaint is here, okay? And they're telling you to file a qualified written request with your mortgage servicer. Excellent thing to do. But I would personally simultaneously file the complaint with HUD, and we're going to see the FTC. And by the way, the most important place also to file it to or with is the CFPB, or the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which is consumerfinance.gov, is their website, okay? So let's look at loans transferred to the new servicer. Your loan servicer is required to notify you in writing at least 15 days before the servicing of your loan is transferred to a new servicer. Well, it doesn't seem like that happened, okay? The notice must include the following information. Listen up. The effective date of the transfer, the date your current servicer will stop accepting payments, in this case Caliber, and the date the new servicer, in this case SPS, will begin accepting them. They also have to give you the name, address, and toll-free or collect call telephone number for the new servicer. They have to tell you whether or not you can continue optional service, and a statement that the transferring of the servicing does not affect any term or condition of your mortgage documents other than the terms directly relating to the servicing of your loan. Okay? Here's the other kicker. Treatment of payments during transfer period. During the 60-day period beginning on the effective date of the transfer, the payment may not be treated as late if you mistakenly send it into the old mortgage servicer. Now remember, we're at HUD.gov. We're at HUD's website. Let's cruise on over to the Federal Trade Commission, or the FTC's website. Now, what is the Federal Trade Commission, you might ask? Excellent question. It's the nation's consumer protection agency. The FTC works to prevent fraudulent, deceptive, and unfair business practices in the marketplace. Ding, ding, ding. All three of them in this case, right? Okay, so let's go back up to see what they say about transferring of your loan. Okay, here we go. They've got some more information. If your loan is transferred to a new servicer, you generally get two notices. One from your current mortgage servicer, the other from your new servicer. In most cases, your current servicer must notify you at least 15 days, so that would be caliber, before the effective date of the transfer, unless you received a written notice at settlement, which means when you closed your loan. Doesn't seem like that was the case. Seems like they already had the loan. The effective date is when the first mortgage payment is due at the new servicer's address. The new servicer must notify you within 15 days after the effective date of the transfer. Now, we don't know if that happened, but they obviously got a notice. Both notices must include, as we already saw, the name and address of the new servicer. Now, remember, we're at the FTC.gov, or the Federal Trade Commission's website. The date the new servicer will begin accepting mortgage payments, the date the current servicer will stop, telephone numbers for current and new mortgage servicer, whether you can continue with optional insurance, a statement that the transfer will not affect any terms, and a statement explaining your rights and what to do if you have a question or complaint about the servicing of your loan. It also goes on to state there's a 60-day grace period after the transfer, during the time you cannot be charged a late fee if you mistakenly send your payments. Transfer of loan ownership. The ownership and servicing rights of your loan may be handled by one company or two. If ownership of your loan is transferred, the new owner must give you a notice that includes name, address, and telephone number of the new owner, the date the new owner takes possession of the loan, the person who is authorized to receive legal notices and can resolve issues about loan payments, and where the transfer of ownership is recorded. Okay? The new owner must give you this notice within 30 days of taking possession of the loan. It's in addition to any notices you may get for the transferring. Now, remember, the servicer of your loan may have been Caliber and SPS, but the owner of your loan might have been the same person. Maybe it's Freddie Mac. Maybe it's Fannie Mae. Maybe it's Deutsche Bank or U.S. Bank, or maybe it's just some mortgage-backed security that's traded on the stock market, and it's a, you know, DLK management or whatever it is, okay? But you have the right to all of that information, just so you know, okay? So let's go back to Nicholas. And if we were Nicholas, what would we do, okay? Well, number one is I'd submit a complaint to everybody that we just talked about, HUD, the FTC, and the CFPB, consumerfinance.gov. Their website, like I said, consumerfinance.gov, states on the top left, that's an official website of the United States government. On the top right in green, there's a button that says submit a complaint. They require your mortgage servicer or lender to answer your complaint within 15 days. If not, they have to ask for more time and they have to answer your complaint. Okay? So again, it's an excellent place. Many times your complaints to the FTC or HUD get forwarded to the CFPB anyway, but why not let them know anyway? Now you're putting out three complaints instead of one, okay? And make sure you reference everything that we discussed, okay? By the way, the FDCPA, or the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, that is overseen by the FTC, or at least they explain it and have all the videos about it on their website. It's an excellent place to go if they're threatening you with foreclosure that's not true or lying to you. So again, folks, knowing your rights and asserting your rights is key to getting solutions, okay? It's not as easy as filing bankruptcy and stopping a false foreclosure. Why? Why would you do that? You know, why wouldn't you just file the complaints and make them answer to the complaints, okay? Especially if you've done nothing wrong. Like in this case, Nicholas's mother did nothing wrong. And she's already gone through enough losing her husband and losing the income from her husband and is already in a hardship position and might be in a position to refinance through HAFA. The Home Affordable, I think it's HAFA. Home Affordable Finance, I don't know what it is. Anyway, or the HARP program, excuse me. The Home Affordable Refinance Program, excuse me. All of that under makinghomeaffordable.gov. So again, folks, it's so important for you to know your rights in order to assert your rights. There are so many options that exist for you. There are so many consumer protection agencies and consumer regulatory agencies that don't stop there either. Go there, put up your complaints, but why not complain to your local government, your state government, your departments of financial institutions, and everybody else to make sure that your voice is being heard and that laws that are being broken need to be honored and your consumer rights need to remain intact. So again, folks, thank you so much for listening to The Daily Complaint. Visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. As I said before, my name is Dana Schaffman. My signature is at the bottom of every show. Visit us at our Twitter and Facebook pages that also can be found at thedailycomplaint.com. But most importantly, folks, know your rights and assert your rights. I can't tell you how important it is and how powerful knowledge is. So again, folks, thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful day. This is The Daily Complaint. We'll be back tomorrow.